built tough. Pickup Country, 104.9 WSKV.
My name is Jeanette Tesmer, and I am the Executive Director of the Gateway Regional Arts Center in Mount Sterling. And we are very excited that this is our third season of Wood Songs that we've worked really hard for. And our very, very first live broadcast with Pickup Country 104.9 FM, WSKV. Yeah. Listen like a local. Woo! And we are here with Lara Helene, who's going to kick us off.
This one's called Good Riddance.
I once had a best friend come to my house every day. She'd eat my food and steal my clothes, and together we would pray. First I did not mind, for a while it was great. The moment she got her, before she left my heart to break. I once had a lover who I thought was surely true, but he went off to college and became something brand new. I held on to him like he was my dying breath. Could've let love strangle me, kicked it out the chest. Good riddance to the ones who didn't stay. It turns out didn't make it anyway. And blessings to the ones who stayed the path. If you didn't, well, I stayed. Classical screams to said, put that banjo down. See, you got a ponytail, sir, where is your crown? If you're the king of your own kingdom, well, I'll be the queen of mine. And I say this old-time music is a damn good waste of time. To the fiery red ginger who said never one kind word. Although we wanted you to leave, should know that it still hurt. You were here, you were so distant, I forgot to feel the lack. This is no one's fault but yours, you stabbed us in the back. Good riddance to the ones who didn't stay. It turns out I didn't need you anyway. And blessings to the ones who stayed the path. If you didn't, well, I say good riddance. But despite all those who left, there were a faithful few who stayed. The ones I left for lesser things, and who mercifully forgave. Well, I can live with what I've lost, but I can't live without you. Oh, I can live with what I've lost, but I can't live without you. Good riddance to the ones who didn't stay. Your absence made me who I am today. And blessings to the ones who stayed the path. If you didn't, well, I say good riddance. Oh, if you didn't, well, I say good riddance. If you didn't, well, I say good riddance.
That was good, Lara. Are you nervous?
Very.
Because I'm nervous,
too. Because Josh Nolan just walked in, and you missed me, like, nerding out about your album 5 minutes before you came, so that's cool. But
yeah. That's what we're here for, is nerding out. So just a little bit before we get started about the Art Center and the things that we do here, we have all kinds of events from, we have Poetry Prize on Pines coming up in April, which is a fun kickoff for our new literary zine, which will be in our third edition of it, which we worked really hard, and it tells a lot of local voices and has a lot of opportunities for our local writers to be involved in, as well as people that write their own poetry and tell their own stories and whatnot. So it's going to be a wonderful kickoff for that. And of course, we have some signature events coming up too, like our second annual adult prom, which has been a huge hit for those of you that are in the age of doing that. That's on May 11th. And then our annual gala is September 7th. So some things to look forward to that. But I was going to say, you know, we are in our third year of doing Wood Songs here in the basement of the Art Center. And it is with major sponsors and contributors like Keystone Financial Group that has sponsored Wood Songs this year, again, for the second year in a row, which is fantastic. Yes. And it is thanks to you all who come and support live music. And if we don't have that happening, we will never be able to get up to the big main stage upstairs in the performance hall. So please continue to come out and see music. Please come out and support your local artists. I know Lara has a CD that's available as well that you can purchase tonight and at Pickup Country. And we will also have some here at the Art Center as well. So it is without your all support that we can't do this. So, back to Lara. Yeah. We're so excited to have you here.
I'm
it's
so excited
really
to be
exciting
here.
For us.
This is surreal.
I have to tell a little story about Lara. When I first started as the new executive director here, I got an email from this spry little, probably you were 14 years old at the time.
I think it was,
and
like
she was like, I have to meet this new person. We need someone young in here. And let me tell you all of my ideas of doing all the things that we need to do here.
Yeah.
And we're doing it, right? Kind of.
Well, that was back in my like theater kid days.
She was a theater kid.
But then here I am with a banjo. So like, I think that speaks for itself.
Right.
But yeah, no, I've grown up in this space. And I started playing music in this basement. And I was just thinking about on the way here when, like, the only shows that I ever had to tell people about were me playing two songs at an open mic here on this stage.
Which is
and
fun.
It was, yeah,
we're
which
open.
Was, like, it was, like, an insane start, a crazy start. But, and now here I am, like, less than a year later with, like, an album and playing real shows. And it's been a huge and amazing journey.
And you were just on TEDx.
Yes. Yeah, I got to do TEDx Corbin. Awesome. Which was a wonderful experience. Yeah.
So we're super proud of Lara, who is, tell everybody how old you are.
17.
She's big 17.
Yeah. Just a youngin'.
So we're also, for those of you that have been with us for our couple of sessions here at Wood Songs, I have interjected and talked through the whole thing. We're going to do things a little different this season and just have a little back and forth with our performers, and then we're going to let them play a pretty long set for you all. I'm going to ask Lara a few more questions, and we're going to chat for a little bit, and then I'm going to let her just rip roar and take y'all to town. So why don't you tell us a little bit about your songwriting and how you want people to connect with your music.
Yeah, so I started writing music. I think I've always been a writer in some way or another, and it was really a survival mechanism for me growing up because I had a lot of early childhood trauma and there was just no other way for me to deal with it except for writing about it. So I definitely, it became a huge part of me and always has been. But songwriting specifically, I feel like there are things that I can say in songs that are just too honest to say face-to-face to someone in a real conversation. And so I connect most with music that has pulled me through the worst times of my life and has had a deep emotional connection. And I think that when I hear someone singing with conviction and with clarity about where they're coming from, it makes me connect with it. So I hope to be that for other people, and I hope that my music is a space where people can be honest with themselves and then through that learn to be honest with others. But I always want my shows to just be like a safe space for people to delve into themselves and figure out what's up and what's wrong sometimes. And I love it when people cry at shows because I cried writing these songs. So
this is a challenge because I'm not a crier.
Yeah.
So, good luck.
But, yeah. So I mean, I love I want to make people feel, and I want to make people be honest with themselves.
Yeah. You know, there's been a lot of deep conversations that have happened down here, yeah. And I always love that we can have these conversations with folks that are local and are writing music, because you can hear a song and you can attach to that song in, mm-hmm. in a different way, but by hearing your perspective of right. it kind of changes it a little yeah. bit, and it's up to the listener to either decide if they want to take your point of view of mm-hmm. it, or if they want to keep their own kind of version of that right. song in themselves. So I think yeah. the fact that you want to have this emotional connection mm-hmm. with people is really open and honest.
Yeah.
So talk about your songwriting style a little bit. I know you're not the teenager that I was. I was working and being silly and staying up all night at yeah. Walmart. You are going to camps and being better and learning and trying all these things.
I think I've done my fair share of both. I think 16 was the first year that I truly let myself act my age. And that looked a lot like being at Walmart at 3 a.m. and mm-hmm. an obscene amount of Waffle House. Way too much. But
just wait till you get older.
Yeah. But
it just will tack on.
I find that, I don't know, at first, when I first started really writing and wanting to be a local artist, because growing up, like, I hated Appalachia. Like, I was so resentful of being from here. And in this basement, I was at an open mic.
It's a very nice basement, by the way.
It's my
the
home.
People
like,
that
this
are
is
listening.
My favorite place, yeah.
It's a nice basement.
Yeah. But I heard Josh play for the first time, and he played East Kentucky Skyline, and I just remember, like, for the first time, I was like, what if everything around me is actually beautiful, and I've just been denying that to myself, and so I went home, and, like, I just remember leaving here, like, so happy, like, so overjoyed, and it was the first time I had really experienced, like, music as a communal thing, because we all ended mm-hmm. up in a big, like, circle just jamming,
yeah.
and I was like, this could be the thing, because I'd kind of been searching that whole year for, like, what I wanted to do with my life.
Yeah.
So I went home and started listening to, like, Flat and Scruggs, and then eventually found the local Honeys, which put me in, like, an old-time direction.
Yeah.
So I would say that I am deeply, deeply influenced by being from here.
Mm-hmm.
And I want my music to always reflect that and to always be something that other people who have had similar experiences of home identify with.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's part of where my songwriting comes from, and it's also all autobiographical.
Yeah.
Like, every single word that I'll sing tonight is true. It's something that I needed to hear, or something that a friend needed to hear, or something that I felt, and I just refuse to lie, because I think that if someone is going to take the time to sit down and listen to what I have to say, that they deserve the truth.
So, I mean, coming from a past that has some tragedy and trauma in it, and moving towards where this is probably a cathartic experience
yeah.
for you of writing and having people listen to your music, coming more to, like, a joyous side of it, when did you first discover that? Were you singing around the house, or did you grab a guitar, or should we ask your grandparents that are in the
room when did I discover
when
music,
they were like, well, she's a singer, it's happening.
I honestly think I kind of came out of the womb singing, is that right? Like, pretty
that's
much
terrifying. I remember, as someone,
well, I just remember being like 5 and like my entire life people have been like, oh, you're like the next Adele, because I remember being like 5. There's videos of this on the internet if you Google
it. Did you come out singing Hello from the Other Side?
No, it was like Rolling in the Deep was like the big one. So I would do like the talent show at the fair, and I would sing like nothing but Adele covers,
yeah.
or like Miley Cyrus occasionally.
I love Adele.
Yeah. But yeah, so I think it's always been a part of me. I think the first time that I realized, like, oh, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life, was probably when I recorded my EP.
Yeah.
And I came home and I was like, this is my job. Like,
yeah.
this is what I'm going to do. And then every single time I play a show, I just get this feeling like I cannot wait to spend the rest of my life doing
yeah.
this. Yeah. Which is so real or so rare for a 17-year-old to have.
Yeah. Because all my still don't know what I want to do. So,
like, and it might change, and like I'm okay with that. But like for now, to just have this absolute clarity and like joy about that I get to do this is like amazing.
So you talked about Adele and even Miley, which I think she has a beautiful voice. As well, but these kind of very strong female singers, do you feel like you kind of hearken to any, or somebody that you kind of latched onto as a, like, stylistically, or are you in the mode where you're just like, nope, I'm me, this is what my song, this is how I sound kind of situation?
I think I pulled from a lot of different places, because I grew up doing classical music and musical theater, and so I learned how to belt really early on, and I was like, oh, I can do this. Like, I'm decent at this. So that became my style, and then the more that I listened to, I mean, my tone and my voice are always changing, which I'm learning to embrace, but there's a lot of people that I've
welcome to
by.
Being a lady.
Yeah, exactly.
Your voice changes all the time.
Yeah. So I don't know. I think stylistically it's just been a pulling from wherever I like to.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll probably ask you a few more questions in between your set changes, but I'm gonna let you rock on.
Okay.
Do it, girlfriend.
This one is called "The Corner of West 2nd and Main." It happened not on that street name, but I'm geographically disabled, so I don't know how to explain where it's actually at, but it's across the street, basically.
There we stood on the corner of West 2nd and Main. Your almond eyes writhing so deeply with pain. You spoke of wisdom and you swore you had, while you sipped from a cup and begged me not to think you're bad, and I don't. It's just that I know you're okay. And you cried, follow your guide, follow your guide. You've got a woman's intuition that could be a prosperous position. Follow your guide, follow your guide. Leave this town, I'm telling you, get out of here. prosperous position. If you follow your gut, follow your
alright, so this next one is new. I haven't played it yet before, like public, so I'm nervous. I have a really great habit of dating really awful guys. So all of my friends and everyone that knows me is like, that's really true. So I finally, after 2.5 years, like cut off this really, really just awful person. And at the same time, my cousin was dating a really awful guy, and all of her friends and everyone that loved her were telling her everything that I had heard for 2 years, except it wasn't going through her head, and I couldn't really judge her because that was me like a month before, so I just wrote this.
There is a time to stop giving second chances, believe that you deserve better love, and I know that you're dying, fighting over him. You are on your own, you are loved. He don't deserve no piece of your heart. It's time for you to get over it. Time for you to get over it. Start to love yourself in the way that you deserve. Take good care and build your own world. And if he ever comes back, don't give him keys. It's time for you to get over it. Start to love yourself in the way that you deserve. Let go, move on, and get over it. When you start to love yourself in the way that you deserve, learn to have a good time on your own. Quality time that you spend for yourself soon become your newfound home. He don't deserve no piece of your heart. It's time for you to get over it. Know there is so much strength in your heart. Let go, move on, and get over it. Let go, move on, and get over it.
Yeah. Thank you.
I feel like I should have held your lyrics up for you on that one. Did you look
around? I messed
around?
It up, but it's
fine. That was good.
Brand new, so that
listen,
was like,
girl, we've all know, been there.
Draft.
So while you switch out instruments here, do you need your pick? Everything is fine here at the Art Center. Nothing is falling. Everything is great. We're all good. So as a little interchange here, I just want to interject that we are always continuing to look for people to help us with these broadcasts. And if you yourself as a personal entity or your business would like to sponsor a broadcast with Pickup Country or with the Gateway Regional Arts Center, we're always looking for people to do that as well, because we're a nonprofit and we do the best we can with very, 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 very little. And, you know, we believe in paying artists. We believe in bringing people to the broader audience as well. And with that, it does take some funds to do such. So, you know, we're always welcome and ready to have someone else help us with that. Paying
I like that.
Structure.
Yeah.
Was that good? Okay. Yeah, you all can clap for that. But as Lara is probably going to tell you, she's relatively new to this banjo situation, correct?
Yeah. So prior to, I guess, 2017, I had never picked up a banjo because I had seen anything with a banjo in it as, quote, hick music.
I was going to say, like, you're a teenager, you've seen all the memes, all the banjo memes.
Well, okay, prior to, like, that, my view of Appalachia was, like, okay, everyone drinks Mountain Dew and does meth and none of us have teeth, and that's what banjos and, like, fiddles represented to me. Flash forward 2 years, and I could not be more infuriated by that stereotype, and I couldn't love Appalachia or Eastern Kentucky or old-time music more. So so to all of you angsty teens out there who, like,
pick up a banjo.
Who, like, really want to leave, like, and you're like, I just, no one here is ever going to understand me. Like, I just want to go to New York City. That was me 2 years ago. And now, like, you can't even make me go to Lexington without a fuss. So, I mean, there's hope. Like, that's, I feel like the overlying message of, like, my journey to this kind of music. But I saw the local Honeys play upstairs here.
Yep.
Every like, monumental thing in my life has been in this building. And
I feel really good about that.
Yeah,
that
it's
makes
the
me
truth.
Feel really good about it really the is. Fact that you've experienced a lot of great things here.
Yeah, so you guys should sponsor the Art Center.
Yeah,
there we go. For sure.
That's my girl.
Yeah, so, but I saw the Honeys, and, like, I came because Josh Nolan was playing, but the Honeys were, like, opening. So I hear Montana play the banjo, and I was just like, that's the sound of my people. Like, I've never felt something that deep in my
She's
soul.
Fierce.
Yeah, and then, like, I was too scared to, like, go up and talk to them, but I went home that weekend, and I was like, I'm going to learn banjo. It was court day weekend, which is, like, a big thing in Mount Sterling, so I had, like, a 4-day, and all I did was play. And I started with three-finger style and did, like, a bunch of rolls and, like, flat and scruggs type stuff, and then eventually got into old time, which was what I had always wanted to do. Like, the reason I learned three-finger was to get to old time, to learn the structure of it. Yeah. But yeah, so I started playing old-time banjo, and now it's my entire life and my love. So yeah, I could talk about it for, like, way too long. But
let's not.
Yeah.
We're on an hour set here.
So, but this song is called Hills of Mexico. It's by Roscoe Holcomb. Well, it's traditional, but I do the Roscoe Holcomb version. He is incredible. He's from Daisy, Kentucky, and I think a lot about how sometimes playing old time can feel like ancestor worship, but it's so much more alive than any of us give it credit for, and every single time I step on a stage, I feel the presence of every single player who's come before me just, like, there. So this one is Hills of Mexico.
According to you. kissing along that old steamboat, and back home I did go. How them bells started ringing, the whistles they did blow. I'll go back to friends and loved ones, and I'll tell them not to go to that godforsaken country in the hills of Mexico.
This is a song that I wrote in a hotel bathtub in Louisville because I was on a choir trip and I looked out my window and all I could see was concrete. And I had never felt more homesick. Keep in mind, this was an overnight trip. And I was miserable. But thank God, with some protest, I took my banjo. So this is what came out of that.
Costume changing really quick from one instrument to another. I just wanted to say that What Songs is super big for us to be able to be affiliated with the main stage with Michael Jonathan. I think though those that may be listening cannot see me, I'm much cuter than Michael Jonathan.
It's true.
I also think
it's very true.
I also think I'm far wittier than he is, too. We've talked about it in person, so I do not feel bad about saying that. But next month we have Jen and Chris Schaus here. We're super excited to have them, and then we will have Grits and Soul after them.
Yeah.
Anna Klein is in the house. That's why everybody's real excited about it. So every fourth Thursday is Woodsongs Coffee House in our very lovely, very quaint, humble basement at the Gateway Regional Arts Center. And then, you know, Lara got her start on our stage at Open Mic Night, which will be coming back in May, and it'll be on the third Thursday of the month, if that's not confusing. So we're excited to be able to present these opportunities for young and old alike, for new and old alike, of singer-songwriters and et cetera. So back to you, Lara.
So speaking of Michael Jonathan, I wrote this song after he played here. So again, everything goes back to here. But yeah, this one is the title track of my EP, which you can buy up here tonight, or find me on social media and you can order it and I'll ship it to you. But it's called Roots, so this is the opening from that. Yeah. Yeah, thanks, y'all. I would tell you to sing along, but this is live. So I don't know how that would go. All right.
She doesn't want your voices included on her live broadcast.
It's questionable, but I love that these are people that know it, so that's cool.
Love you.
Roots can't grow unless a seed is sown. And trees without a foundation can't grow. And though the soil of my heart has been cold, these Kentucky mountain songs have found their home. Till you know where you're from. Can't sing a symphony until you learn how to hum. Can't dream a big dream until you leave the past behind. Can't claim myself till I know what is mine. My found at the bottom of the Appalachians, they've been sown in cold and watered by a bottle of bourbon. I can't cut them off when I am just now learning my roots are made to grow. Bluegrass I call home. I'm no exotic palm tree, more like watching a cardinal in a tulip poplar on your front porch sipping sweet tea. But there is nothing ordinary about small town grace and basement hangs and being known so well, it's scary. My roots are found at the bottom of the Appalachians. They've been sown in cold and watered by a bottle of bourbon. I can't cut them off when I am just now learning that my roots are made to grow into this bluegrass I call home. La di da di da 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 da, la di da di da di da 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 da, la di da di da di da 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 da. It's a It's too good to be true. La di da di da di da 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 da. La di da di da di da 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 da. La di da di da di da 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 da. Look at all these folks who believe in you.
The basement referenced in the song is this one, just to be clear. So that's always fun to play it down here. This is also the first place I played it. So this one is called Broken Record. I just saw someone like just be really emotional about it. I love that. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that.
Most days I feel like a broken record. I am hurting, I am hurting, I am hurting, and I miss you. But what about the days when I don't know it's true? Just 'cause I love you doesn't mean I wasn't hurt by you. Though I be cracked, I'll keep on turning. Though I'm broken, I'll keep on learning. The needle is dull, one day we'll be made whole. I'm hurting, I'm hurting, I'm hurting, and I miss you. I wonder if you knew your life would end so soon. I have gotten to spend more time with you. And would you take back those very lies? Would you say? I think about them every day, your voice haunts my head. Though I be cracked, I'll keep on turning. Though I am broken, I'll keep on learning. The needle is dull, one day we'll be made whole. I am hurting, I am hurting, I am hurting, and I miss you. And how dare you leave me here on my own? You all thanks to you. I'm cracked and it's all thanks to you. I'm broken, it's all thanks to you. And your words and your life and your death and the way you swerved. I'm broken, but I am turning for you. Yes, I'm broken, but I am turning cracked, I'll keep on turning. Though I'm broken, I'll keep on learning. The needle is dull, one day Oh, oh, I be cracked, I'll keep on turning. Though I'm broken, I'll keep on learning. The needle is dull, one day we'll be made whole. I'm healing, I'm healing, I'm healing, I forgive you.
This is, I'm just playing it in the album order, and I like to call it a sad sandwich, because it's like, so like the bread, like the first and last track are like moderately sad, but like really more reflective, but then the second and fourth are just like gut-wrenching, and then this one is truly happy. So this is Here's to High School.
High school's nothing like they taught us it would be on TV. There's much less drama and oh so many beautiful little things. Pretty girls aren't mean as much as insecure and unsure. The misfits still have cliques, the popular kids are hit. No one's really cool. So here's to high school, to what will make it. The boys will love and the classes that will hate it. Here's to high school, the time of our lives. And here's to hoping we'll survive. Every night I swear I'm gonna lose my head. There are three more with all of us just snuggled up in bed. There's nothing wild about this life we share, except for how deeply we love and how much that we care. If together we will be, then forever we are free. These years don't ever have to end. So here's to high school, to what we're making it. The girls we love and the classes that we hate it. Here's to high school, the time of our lives. And here's to us as we survive. I do not care if classes are concrete. What keeps me there is tightness. Family promises Friday nights spent together eating nights. Feast that's fit for kings and queens to celebrate. That we are living a long, long walk from downtown roads. Round the third of a moat, skinny dipping in your pool. Unafraid to look like fools. Joy is a shape we're living in. We'll never be alone again. So here's to high school, to what we've made of it. The boys we've loved and the classes that we've hated. Here's to high school, the time of our lives. And here's to us, 'cause we survived.
Thank you all. I have two more. This one is called Time is Running Out. I have to switch to my banjo. So while I'm tuning, this song is just written about, I'm a very time obsessed person. Like, I'm constantly scared that I'm gonna be late. And I usually am, but I being a student and also trying to create and also trying to have meaningful and genuine relationships feels very impossible, because I'm at school for 8 hours a day and then I come home and all I want to do is sit on my computer. So this was just about a time where I just felt really like time was running out for me. And I know that sounds dramatic because I'm 17, but it just felt very much like, if I don't do this right, I'm never going to have enough time to do all the things that I want to, which I think everyone feels a little bit. So this one's called Time is Running Out.
There will never be enough hours in the day to learn the songs I want to sing, say what I need to say. To not try, I'll sing and shout until I die. These five strings have always been enough for me, as long as I have some worth writing about. All I need is a fairly simple melody and a friend or two who love me while I work it out. No matter how fast we play, time is running out. I've learned how I want to spend my days, caring for those around me with every last bit of my strength. For when the Savior comes and I'm called from up above, all that I can take is my family's love. These five strings have always been enough for me, as long as I've got something worth writing about. A fairly simple melody and a friend or two to love me while I work it out. No matter how fast we play, time is running out. Our days may be numbered and time may be running out. Still we can love and live best that we know how, but the most important moment is right now. We won't be paralyzed by fear of the future. We won't be stuck in the regret of the past. We'll find forever in the days that we've been given. We'll make something that will always been enough for me, as long as I've got something worth writing about. All I need is a fairly simple melody and a friend or two to love me while I work it out. No matter how fast we play, time is running out.
Okay, we're switching again. Yeah, it's happening. Books are flipping, things are switching.
So this is another new one. I was telling Jeanette before I started, I had a really big existential crisis when I turned 17. Again, very dramatic.
Because we all do at 17.
I did. Like, it was, I don't know, it was just weird. Because, thank you. 16 was the best year of my life. And so for me to see that fade was just weird. So I ended up listening to Lord on repeat for 6 hours, and then getting Taco Bell and going to sit at a cemetery with one of my best friends. And it just made me really like reflect on the best times of my life. And I have this really big fear that I peaked at 16, which is stupid. I know, but it's a thing. So this one is called, Peak. This is my last one. Thank you all so much for coming. It's really such an honor to get to play here. Oh, I love you all too. I love playing in my hometown. I love playing in this building.
Come back.
Yeah, I will. But yeah, so thank you guys. Thank you, Jeanette, for letting me do this. This has shaped this program. Wood Songs has shaped my music taste more than anything in the world. So it's really cool that I get to do this. So yeah, this one's called Peak.
I never knew death. never knew what I needed to. I had everything. I never did at my age, till I realized I too was bound to end up in a grave, and my life would become a line. So with whom do I wanna intertwine? I wouldn't change a thing. I think this just might be my peak. Surrounded by the ones I love, vulnerable enough to be messed up. Don't stop adventuring with me. Remember the night we all went driving after the homecoming dance. I stuck my head out the sunroof, wind blew my hair, and you held my hand. We shotgunned that fake rosé. And as the bubbles fell, I knew that moment wouldn't pass away. I never felt more alive. Flowers from that night hang on my rear view, reminders of why not to die. I wouldn't change a thing. I think that must have been my peak. Surrounded by the ones I love, vulnerable enough to be messed up. Don't stop adventuring with me. The moments we've shared together have truly been the best of my life. I never want to forget when I am old. At least we had tonight. We saw a shooting star. It burned brightly for a moment, then it faded in the dark. I wished for us to last. It breaks my heart to think one day we'll all be something of the past. I wouldn't change a thing. I think this just might be my peak. Surrounded by the ones I love, vulnerable enough to be messed up. Don't stop adventuring. Oh, don't stop adventuring with me.
Thank you all so much. Lara Helene, everybody. So that concludes our Wood Songs Hour in like a minute. First of the third season of Wood Songs here in the basement at the Gateway Regional Arts Center. I wanted to give a quick shout out to Anna Klein, who has helped us book and settle a lot of the musicians you'll hear this season. Again, we're here the fourth Thursday of every month up until September, till we have a culminating event, which we're really excited to present. So thank you again to Keystone Financial Group, who has recognized the need to pay artists and to support artists, which let's give it out to them. You can find Lara's music on Spotify, iTunes, right here in the basement, $10 a piece. You can find her on social media at
Lara Helene, L-A-R-A-H. H-E-L-A-Y-N-E.
There we go. I'm glad you spelled it.
Yeah, it's like Sarah, but we're bad.
Yeah, Sarah with an L. And if you want to find more information about the Gateway Regional Arts Center, you can find us at grackentucky.org. You can find us on social media at the same. And thank you so much, so much, so much to Pick Up Country 104.9 FM. WSKB, listen like a local, and we hope that you continue to buy local music, see local music, and support local music. So back to the station. That concludes our live broadcast of season 3 of What Songs at the GRAC.
Hi, this is Angela Pearley of Angela Pearley and Howling Moons, and you're listening to Pick Up Country 104.9 FM, your one-of-a-kind all of the time station.